Hey everyone, welcome to Open Source Growth, the leading destination for SaaS growth marketing. I am your host, Dean Denny, founder and director of Owen Denny Digital. And oh wow, I am excited to speak with you today about this unique phenomena which we all fall into. Believe it or not, if you're listening to this podcast today, I'm sure you went through a stage, or you may still be in that stage, where you pursued cheap leads. Man, for every time I heard we need to reduce our cost per acquisition, or we need to reduce our cost per marketing qualified lead or sales qualified lead, like the cost of advertising is too expensive, bloody bloody blah, if I heard and received a dollar for every time I heard one of those statements, I would be an exceptionally wealthy man, especially in the field and endeavor that I work in. As you know, we run Owen Denny Digital. I am the founder, and we help SaaS companies like yours blow up online through the latest and greatest in direct response advertising, PPC management, social media ads, marketing strategy, fractional CMO services, whatever. But this whole concept of cheap leads, it will totally suffocate your business growth. See, believe it or not, cheap leads, I would argue, do more harm than good in your entire business. Because cheap leads often lead to low quality leads. And with cheap leads, there are four main reasons why you need to avoid the seducing thought that cheap leads are good for your business and they will help you grow your business. It's completely wrong. It's completely cactus, because it actually ruins your business long term. If your business is geared to only pursue the lowest, cheapest lead, this is what generally happens. Four things. Number one, your direct response advertising efforts are driven to generate heaps of low quality leads. Now, when the lead cost generally goes down, that often means that the quality of the lead is getting worse. It doesn't matter whether it's a sales qualified lead or a marketing qualified lead. It gets worse and worse and worse. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever someone asks me, hey, do you want to purchase an email list so we can go about canvassing a whole heap of customers? I run in the opposite direction. And the same goes for, you know, new emerging platforms where there's low targeted, there's bad targeting options, or, you know, we're running Google display ads at the top of funnel. Like, these people, we don't know where they're coming from and all that sort of stuff. Like, if you're pursuing cheaper and cheaper in leads, the quality is going to get worse and worse. And let me ask you this. Do you have a sales team? If you do have a sales team, or if you are the person taking sales calls, let me ask you this. If you generate yourself a whole heap of cheap leads that are low quality, and then you're asked to make a whole heap of phone calls to see whether or not these people want your services, first things first, they may not even be interested in your product. They might just be kicking the can and seeing whether or not, they're kicking the tires and seeing whether or not you can help them. Number two, you may just not even want to chase the leads because they're all crap, instead of focusing on your valuable customers. Like, you wouldn't want to go about chasing all these crappy leads, whether they're marketing qualified or sales qualified. It doesn't even really matter. So, you know, if you're chasing cheap leads, the quality is going to go down. Let's then talk about number two. If the demand generation team is focusing on generating cheaper and cheaper leads, you will succumb to negative impact strategies that may influence your brand's reputation. So what I mean by this is that if you have to use aggressive or spammy tactics, or, you know, overhyped headlines and clickbait, you know, strategies in order to get people to landing pages or get them to sign up for lead magnets or get them into a sales call, you may be perceived as unprofessional or totally unethical. You know, what we do here at Owen Denny Digital is exceptionally white hat ethical marketing. And if you are starting to do crazy stuff like this, it will damage your brand's image and reputation in the long run. And my gosh, it will make it so much more difficult to attract high quality leads and customers for you, especially as you grow and you grow and you grow. You know, as Warren Buffett says, I think it was Warren Buffett anyway, he said that, you know, it takes a lifetime to build and only a moment to destroy. So, you know, we make sure you look at what you're doing with your lead generation efforts. If you're getting on the side of cheap, chintzy, hypey, false advertising, you name it, whatever, and that's purely driven by, you know, low quality or low cost lead targets, you've got a real problem there. Like, you got to stop this. This is not good. So what happens when you have a low quality lead, which is cheap, that's ruining your brand's reputation? I can guarantee you that your conversion rates are going to drop. Your conversion rate from marketing qualified lead to booking a sales appointment is going to drop, and the number of people who would be sales qualified leads and then turning into real deals, that's going to drop too. So even if you are able to acquire a large volume of leads, your conversion rates will get worse and worse over time, because they may not even be looking to, you know, use your product or service in the first place, and they may not even have the budget to purchase. So, you know, if your sales qualified lead criteria is only, you know, name, email, phone number, and location, instead of, you know, how much do you earn, what are your problems, what are you trying to address, etc., etc., if you're not getting that information on the front end with your sales qualified lead, yeah, your cost of sales qualified lead will drop, but your lead quality will diminish too, and it's going to make it so much harder for your sales team to do anything contextual with its marketing efforts to support that person's purchase and the customer journey, if you know what I'm saying. So again, chasing these cheap leads, it will suffocate you. And finally, this is the one where the best businesses get it right and the worst businesses just completely cock this up. Low quality, low cost, cheap leads result in unprofitable customer relationships. See, if you pursue cheap leads, it generally results in customers who are simply not profitable. Cheap leads, discounts, promotions to attract these leads, these people will generally, as a rule of thumb, always be a pain in the backside to deal with. You'll be sacrificing profitability in the short term to acquire them, and then you'll be over-servicing them to deliver on your promise the entire time. They'll be less loyal, more price sensitive, and it'll make it so much more difficult for you to maintain healthy profit margins in your company over time. See, there is a better way here, guys, and thankfully, you've listened so far, because I want to show you a better way. Because there's this guy called Dan Kennedy, and he's considered a god in our circles. And Dan Kennedy came up with this phenomenal insight, and it's this: he who can spend the most to acquire a customer wins. Now, it sounds like a really obscure, you know, esoteric statement, but think of it this way. Picture yourself as a pizza joint, and just say you know that the customer lifetime value per year of a customer that you can acquire is, say, $300. Just say if you're operating in Melbourne, Australia, you've got a pizza joint, and your average customer spends $300 a year with you. That means, okay, cool. For every customer I acquire, they're going to generate $300 worth of revenue. Okay, cool. And just say you're pizza shop A, and you're fighting for customers in your neighborhood. And just say you've got a budget to acquire customers for, say, $100. So for every $100 you spend on advertising, you want to get one customer. Great. So that means, you know, if you spend $100 on advertising over the 12-month period, you've tripled your money in terms of revenue. Cool. So if you can spend, say, $100 to acquire a customer, whenever, you know, the lead costs, you know, drop down, you can acquire more customers because you're willing to spend $100 on a customer. But if the cost of advertising increases and you can't spend $100 and get a customer, you can only get customers if you spend $150, That means your media efficiency is going to drop and you're going to acquire less customers. But let's have a think about it here. Now you understand the concept. Okay, if the cost to acquire a customer increases, but I'm willing to spend 100, that's fantastic. Just say there's no competition in the area and you can acquire, well, you're competing with, say, fish and chip shops, you're competing with the guy with the noodle box, you're competing with KFC, McDonald's, whatever. Just say, hypothetically, you go in there and the cost to acquire a customer in a certain week may be $20 and you're willing to spend $100. So what's going to happen right here is that you're going to be able to acquire 5 customers for every 1 customer that you normally are used to paying for, and it's all great. But then another pizza shop may come in town and then they'll be like, hang on a second, this guy's spending $20 to acquire a customer, I'll spend $125. So all of a sudden, you're willing to spend $100 per customer. Pizza shop B, your competition, starts to run ads and is willing to spend $125 per customer. And just say the cost of acquiring a customer is what you set. How many customers do you acquire when you're only spending $100 and your pizza shop B is spending $125? Here's the fat answer. 0. And you know why that's the case? Because pizza shop B is willing to spend as much as they possibly can, or $25 more to acquire that same customer. And the only way you can get there is by matching it. Now, you're probably asking on the podcast right now, hang on a second, why do I want to be spending so much money on leads and acquiring a customer? And then not only why do I need to keep on spending money here if I can't compete, well, then how do I compete? Well, here's the funny thing. The best brands in the business, your Stripes, your Ubers, your Facebooks, your, like, all those big tech players, these guys don't look at the cost to acquire a customer. They look at the lifetime value of a customer, and then they optimize the living daylights out of the back end. See, the beauty of having a SaaS company or a business that has any form of monthly recurring revenue in its products and services, i.e. an agency, is that you need to be doing all your advertising and all your internal work with the goal of increasing your customer lifetime value. See, we have some clients that have been with us for 5 years and they're worth a lot of money to us. And we also have some customers which are only here for short seasons where they may only do a small 3-month campaign, a 6-month or a 12-month campaign. Now, can you see what I'm trying to get to here? That these customers all have different lifetime values, but what the goal of being internally inside of your business is to actually increase your lifetime value. What can you upsell them? How can you bring them back into the shop? How can you sell them 3 pieces when they were only planning on buying 2, etc., etc.? Because what that enables you to do is increase the amount of revenue your business is generating. And if you can increase the amount of revenue your business is generating, you're likely to increase the profits. If you increase the profits, you're more likely giving yourself more fat to spend more money to acquire customers. Can you see how this works? He who can spend the most to acquire a customer wins. And if you optimize the back end of your business, you can be unstoppable in your vertical. Pretty groovy, huh? Guys, that's today's episode. See, chasing cheap leads will suffocate your business growth. Here are the reasons why. It doesn't matter whether you're a SaaS company, doesn't matter whether you're a e-commerce brand, doesn't matter whether you're a managed services provider in cybersecurity, a fish and chip shop, a junk food restaurant, a sushi train, like, it simply does not matter. Because at the end of the day, cheap leads and the tailspin you'll send yourself into is you'll get the low quality leads. They'll impact your brand reputation. They'll obliterate your conversion rates, so your salespeople and everyone's unmotivated. And you'll generate a whole heap of awful customers that are simply not profitable. You'll drive your sales team mad. You'll drive your management mad. Your investors will get frustrated with you. People will be pulling out left, right, and center. Your brand's reputation will be very hard to repair. But if you do things right and you optimize the lifetime value of your customer, recognizing that the only way you can dominate in an industry is to be willing to spend more than your competitors to acquire that great customer. That is how you win. So guys, if you can remember anything from today's podcast, here's the golden sentence. He who can spend the most to acquire a customer wins. And that's Dan Kennedy. That's not me. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Open Source Growth. If you got something from today, please share this with a friend or a colleague, or do one better. Do us a solid and subscribe to this podcast. Every subscriber, every listen, I see every single one of these comments. And if you do like what we do here at Owen Denny Digital, please jump onto our website or jump into the show notes. You can book a time to speak with me to see how we can develop a very similar system like we've discussed in today's episode, and a system which is designed to increase your customer lifetime value whilst acquiring very high quality leads inside of your business that'll enable your business to truly grow and not be suffocated by cheap lead targets. It's been real. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless. Stay safe. And till next time. Bye-bye.